Formation of Mountain Climates. Hello, class. We have a special guest today. Mr. Tomescu is here to talk to us about mountains. His son is in first grade here at school, and Mr. Tomescu works at the National Park that's an hour's drive from here. He studies nature and helps others understand it.
Thank you for inviting me, Ms. Chang. I'm happy to share with the class what I've learned. As Ms. Chang said, I work at the National Park. I'm a nature guide and teacher for people who come to study the ecosystems and landforms. If you really want to see how climates look, I invite you to come spend a day hiking at the park. Ms. Chang told me that you've studied climates before, so you know that certain climates are more common in certain parts of the globe. However, you also know that other things, like precipitation, can change the climate type. Mountains have a lot of things that work together to form their climates. Today, we're going to talk about four main elements. The first element that affects the climate is what latitude a mountain is at. The latitude is where the mountain is located on the globe. Is it closer to the equator or a pole? This affects the climate at the base of the mountain and the average year-round temperatures. A second element that affects the climate is the elevation of the mountain. As the elevation increases, the climate becomes different from the climate at the base and more like other mountains. For every 100 meters higher, the temperature drops about 0.5 degrees Celsius. Going up 1,000 meters is enough to change the climate completely, as you can see on your diagram. A third element to consider is how much sun the mountain or part of the mountain receives. The side of the mountain that is closer to the equator gets more sun, so plants can grow at higher elevations on that side. What time of day the mountain gets more sun also must be considered. If it's often cloudy in the morning, then the east side of the mountain won't grow plants as well or as high as the west side. The last element is precipitation. Ms. Chang told me that you learned a lot about this when you studied deserts. So, I'll just remind you that one side of a mountain gets more rain. As the wind blows clouds up to a mountain, they will drop rain or snow on that side of the mountain. When the air reaches the other side, it is dry, and that side of the mountain will not have as many plants. As you can see, some of these elements make mountain climates similar all over the world, and others allow different mountains to have diverse climates and ecosystems.